Good morning, Atlanta. This is a second date update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get the second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Good morning. This is Shaquana.
Okay. Good morning, Shaquana. How can we help you?
Yeah, I need y'all to call my trainer for me.
All right.
Your trainer.
And what's going on with you and your trainer?
It's a lot. I'm going to tell y'all. I just need y'all to get him on the phone, like, right now. Like, right now.
Girl, it sounds like we about to be real messy this morning.
Wait a minute. Hold up. So Mr. Shaquana, ma'am, is he not answering the phone for you? What's going on?
I mean, he was my trainer, but I just haven't heard from him in a minute, and I got something to tell him. It's some tea. Like, I got something to tell him.
Shaquana, would I be presumptuous to assume that you and your trainer have messed around?
I mean, it's something like that. You could say that.
Yeah, this sounds like this is going to get messy, like I said. All right, well, that's what we're here for. Why not? I'm sure everyone in the car would love for us to get your trainer
on the phone.
So that's what we're going to do.
Okay, Shaquana, what's your trainer's name?
Omar.
All right, now listen. I'll tell you how this is going to go. Put your phone on mute. Let us try to get him on the phone. Let us get into this with him. Then we will cue you in to say something, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, okay, Lord.
So she basically going to say she messing with her trainer.
I think she going to say, and I know you married. She going to do some Jerry Springer something.
No, she probably going to tell him she pregnant.
See, and this the reason. If I have a girlfriend, we going to work out together. You go to the gym by yourself, somebody finer than you. Next thing you know, she calling the radio station.
My God. Okay.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Wow. May I speak to Omar, please? Is this the trainer, Omar?
Hey, this is going on. What's going on? It's Omar. How you doing?
I want to get rid of this pot belly, man. I drank a lot of alcohol, and I developed a pot belly, and they say you the man to get it off.
Oh, yeah, man. We're getting it done over here. Boy, you sound familiar, man. Who is this? Who's calling me?
Hey, listen, bro. This is Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouter.
Jock, what's happening?
Hey, man, I ain't really got no pot belly. You on second date update.
A young lady called us up and said basically she wants us to contact you. Apparently, she has some information for you. Are you familiar with, actually, she's a client of yours, Shaquana?
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely. She's one of my clients. What exactly is it about, though?
Shaquana basically told us that she had been trying to get in touch with you and haven't been able to get in touch with you. Is there any reason why you haven't been accepting her calls?
Oh, yeah, man. I've just been busy, man, working with these other clients and stuff. You know, everybody trying to get their summer fit together, man. They body right for the summer.
I know that right, bro.
Omar, we actually have Shaquana on the line, and she has something that she would like to tell you.
Okie dokie. Hello?
Shaquana?
Hello, so you can answer the phone now, huh?
I actually just had it in my hand. So how you been?
Well, honestly, Omar, the only reason I was trying to get in contact with you is because I met another one of your clients, and we're actually going through the same thing, you and chlamydia. So that was all I wanted you to know, that you're out here giving everybody an STD, which is ungentlemanlike and nasty.
Wow.
I was just trying to give you a little information about yourself.
Well, yeah, I don't know why you would call me, especially on the radio, about something to this extent. I don't know anything about that. I know I'm clean. I get checked up every 6 months, you know.
Well, if you go to the doctor as much as you go to the weight room, you would know.
Okay,
let's
calm down, because this is actually very personal, and I don't know how often it's often for you, Omar, but I would just suggest, even just for precaution reasons, you should just go ahead and get checked. Because if she had, have you all slept together? Have you slept with this woman on the phone, Omar?
Yes, ma'am. We have been intimate before.
So what about what about Omar? What about your other clients? You been hitting them too?
No, not really, man. You know, I'm very, very professional. Me and the young lady that's on the phone, you know, I thought I seen something with her. You know what I mean? So, you know, we thought we were going to take it to the next level, you know? So, you know, that's all that was. But in regards to what this situation is, you know, I definitely, I think this is something serious, and this is something that needs to be done 101. Shaquan, if you don't have a problem, just give me a call back directly. You know, we can goddamn set it up, and I'll go out there and check it out, but I know I'm straight.
So, I mean, Omar, I tried to be very respectful. I've called you on numerous occasions, but until I saw Nisha in the OBGYN and she told me about the other women, including herself, like, you're lying on the radio right now. Like, why would I call you with this?
Oh wow.
Well,
I could have predicted
Shaquana,
that.
I didn't know you was going to come off that crazy. You know, I didn't even think that he was going to stay on the phone that long when you start talking about somebody in their business. And
I appreciate you for even coming and actually saying that, because you had to, you know, reveal something about yourself.
And just a message to all the ladies out here in Atlanta and all the ladies that listen to this. Stop being so gullible. You walk in the gym, he got muscles, all that. Everybody got muscles. He is just bigger.
Everybody does not have muscles.
I'm just, you know what I'm saying.
Man, you don't have
muscles. That's their game. Train on your own. Train in the mirror. Talk to yourself.
Or just be professional while you do what you do.
Or just make them wear rubber. Damn, is that simple. Hey, Tom, on behalf of 1-800 Bethune Law Firm, they would not be getting this $100, even though she probably going to need that $100 to pay for that medication. I need y'all to call us up, 404-352-0945. Keep it where you got it, man. Number one in the street, Streets 945.